The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Philadelphia needs hope. Hope Pregnancy Centers on North Broad Street in Philadelphia has a mission to help women in crisis. In a safe, caring, and judgment-free environment, women receive free services like counseling, ultrasounds, supplies, education, and so much more. Hope's dedicated and loving staff offers personal support through pregnancy, birth, and beyond. On the front lines of Philadelphia, the need is great, but so too are those who step off the sidelines with financial donations that support Hope. If you have ever wondered how you can help, this is your moment to be a true lifeline. Give hope to Philadelphia by visiting multiplyhope.life.
It's gonna be all right. I am Dr. Howard, your weekly host on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM, with my wonderful wife and co-host, First Lady Vanessa Howard. And our mission is to impact the world with the transformational power of the gospel through real talk, biblical teaching, testimonials, discipleship, practical living, and life coaching. Call in right now if you just want to holler, if you need prayer, or if you just want to tell the world something good today. 888-329-3306. 888-329-3306. And today's topic on New Music Monday, the power of praise. And let us read our scripture, First Lady, today, found in Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6, regarding praise. The Word of God says, "Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with the strings and pipe. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything," let me say that again, "let everything that has breath praise the Lord." And we are excited to be here on Total Transformation Radio today with our special guest, gospel recording artist, Anissa Fowler, all the way from New York by ways of Long Island. And we're ever so grateful for her to be here today with us. And we also have today's Preacher Corner with words by Lady Leah Artist. First Lady, let us hear from Anissa.
Hey, Anissa, are you there?
I am. Hi,
everybody. Hey, what's going on, Anissa?
I'm doing so good. Thank you for having me. I got it. I said, "Oh, we starting with scripture. I am ready."
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Yes, yes. Amen. So good to hear from you.
Yes, and
you
so
too.
So glad you are here with us, Anissa, and your new music. And I was bobbing my head in the car on the way here and listening to it over the last few days.
That's right, you reign.
You reign, and to God be the glory, because He certainly reigns. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And we're excited, and we also just say thank you. And Anissa, before First Lady even goes into your bio and all of that, can you lead us in a moment of prayer?
Oh, absolutely. Heavenly Father God, we thank you so much for this time. We thank you for the opportunity, Jesus, to just come together to talk as your people, to discuss whatever it is that you would have us to talk about today. God, I pray for every listener, Jesus, that you would just touch their hearts and their minds. God, we pray that there would be a spirit of reception, that there would be anticipation and expectation for you to do something. And God, I pray that we would be ever so sensitive to your voice, to the direction that you would have us to go, so that we can be a blessing in this moment. And we will forever give your name the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus, your mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All right, Aniso, let me read your bio real quick so the people would know who you are and where you come from.
Okay.
Aniso Fowler is a dynamic gospel artist dedicated to making music that transforms lives. This Long Island-based singer-songwriter has stepped out of the box of traditional gospel music and creates music from life experiences we all can relate to. Yes, the entire church can enjoy her music. However, Aniso's focus is the world at large, in the church, and more importantly, out of the church. Having experienced failures on every scale, she can effectively relate to issues real people deal with. Aniso looks for every opportunity to encourage both the young and old to pick themselves back up and never give up or give in. Her message is, you are not a mistake. Aniso fell in love with music at a young age. She began singing at around age 6 and hasn't stopped since. In December of 2014, Aniso decided it was time to share her music and release her first single entitled Your Love. Its sole purpose is to empower the world to trust God's love. Aniso says, if anyone can pick you up, clean you out, give you a fresh start, and call you by a new name, it's Jesus Christ. If you don't know him for yourself, then when you mess up, you can't run to him as quickly as he expects you to. God is a God full of grace and mercy, not to take advantage of, but to freely receive when we desperately need it. She has sung across the country with many gospel artists and recently spent a month in Italy as a lead singer and choir director with Elder David Bratton and the Virginia Union Gospel Choir. She has recently released her second single titled You Reign, which is a song of praise. Aniso believes God truly can do anything. She is determined to empower all to believe again, to hope again, to praise again, and to fall in love with Jesus Christ again. She is especially passionate about being an encouragement to people who are hurting, feeling forgotten, or simply don't recognize who they are and have trouble identifying their purpose because of failures. She actively seeks out those she can motivate and inspire to walk in their purpose.
Amen. And amen. That is our special guest, Aniso Fowler. And we should just drop the mic on that.
Right there.
Right there. Because the reality is, you are some kind of special.
Yes.
And God has created you in his image and likeness to use you for such a time as this to be a voice.
Yes.
For the voiceless.
Amen. Yes.
And you said a few things here that I want to just touch on, Aniso, and then we'll jump into some dialogue and question. Let the Lord have his way.
Mm-hmm.
But you said you are not a mistake.
That's right.
And that's something that I say and believe without a shadow of doubt. We are not mistakes. We did not get here by accident. It might have seemed like an accident, but the reality, God had a plan before the foundations of the earth for you and for me and for all of us. And we thank God for that. And your mission is to empower the world and to express God's love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, oh God, that's why we're here today. That's why the Lord opened up the airwaves today, so that we can empower the world and express God's love, so that we can continue using the gospel for transformation, for folks to overcome. And then we impact the world little by little, so that everybody gets to know Jesus and his love and know Jesus for themselves. Well, thank you. God bless you. And we look forward to this time together. And the first question I want to throw out to you, Aniso, is this. How did your upbringing as a child influence you to the point where you are now in Christ and in gospel recording?
So I know my bio talks about being a Long Island-based singer, but I was really born in Trinidad.
Mm.
I came to the United States when I was 6 years old. I actually turned 7 here a few weeks after coming. My birthday is Christmas Day. Shout out to all the Christmas babies.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, so we got to America December 12th, and my recollection of my childhood was really just very, and I mean, at six, my childhood is still going on, you know? Mm. So, and it's a lot about simplicity. My mother literally, if you look a piece in the dictionary and her face is not there, it's a bad dictionary. She is such a peacemaker, and everything in our lives were really very simple. It was just about loving each other. We were raised Christian. I say we because I grew up with my younger sister, and the three of us were kind of just like, you know, the Three's Company kind of thing. People often didn't know as we got older who was the mother, because we kind of all just were the same, you know. And so growing up in the church, in the beginning it was non-denominational, so it was, you know, a general kind of Christianity. And then as when we came to America, then we went towards the apostolic Pentecostal faith. And so growing up in that environment where the presence of God and the power of God was so heavy, you know, growing up speaking in tongues, being baptized in Jesus' name, and just allowing God to move in every service. As a young person, you know, sometimes you make fun of what you see.
Right.
But eventually I experienced God for myself and realized that, yeah, this God in me. Yeah, we're going to do this.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think, you know, my mom, she really played an integral part in introducing me to Christ. And there just always being a really light atmosphere in our home. We weren't very rich. We really didn't have much of anything. But there was a lot of joy. There was a lot of peace. And there was just such a receptiveness to who God was in our home. And that's kind of where my love for Christ really developed.
Wow.
Praise God. And so, you know, Anissa and I, we met because we both attended LaGuardia High School of the Performing Arts in New York. And just to not have been connected with you with all of these years and to see what God is doing in your life, you know, listening to your music, following you on social media, I'm just in awe of what He is doing in your life presently. You're an amazing and anointed woman of God, and the glory of the Lord just sits on you, you know? And
wow.
So, you know, as you minister, you can tell that she knows the God that she serves, the God that she's praying to, and the God that she's praising to.
Amen. Amen to that. And, you know, I'm just, you know, in my reading and research about you, Anissa, and, you know, what my wife has said, and the music, the power mm-hmm. of the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
the anointing that breaks yokes
yeah.
is on you and in you and comes out through the music that the Lord has given you and birthed in you.
Yeah.
And we're
Hallelujah.
Looking, yes, yeah. yes, inspirational, encouraging for sure, and with a gospel message. So we thank God for that. You said something about, you know, you didn't have a lot of everything mm-hmm. growing up. But you said you were rich in joy. Your home was rich in joy
mm-hmm.
and rich in peace. And that's the presence of God.
Amen.
When you
yes.
have joy
yes.
and you have peace, that's the presence
yes.
of God. Tell me a little bit more about that. Your mother and you and your sister, what was that dynamic like in the home? What was the prayer life and Bible study like? That kind of has propelled you and nurtured you to get to the point where you are today.
Yeah, you know, my mom, she's not one of those really in your face kind of a person.
Mm-hmm.
She's very much so. You can see Christ. You experience Christ by watching her. She's not in your face preaching Christ at you. She never really forced us to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw the joy that she had in doing it. And Amen. We got into it too. And back then, nowadays, everybody's rushing out of church. And then we, you know, with COVID and all that, it's yes. a whole other dynamic. But back then, church was Wednesday night, Friday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. So we were in church.
Yeah.
We were there for Bible study. We were there for prayer meeting. Any youth event that happened, myself and a really good friend of mine, we started the youth choir at our church when I was maybe like 14 or 15 years old. Yeah. And that generation of young people, we were running to the building. We were running to see who could get the tambourine first, because I'm going to beat the tambourine harder than you. And it was just such a different. So my mom, she really didn't force us to do anything. We really enjoyed what we saw and wanted to be a part of it.
Yes.
And I think really it's a testament to what's happening now in terms of social media and all of that, because there is so much access to things that we don't need access to.
Right.
And that's why our young people are so distracted today.
Right.
They're distracted by fashion, distracted by relationships, distracted by the things of life.
Mm-hmm.
And back when we were growing up, it was this, whatever was presented to you, that's all you really knew.
Right.
You may have heard of things, but you didn't have access to it.
That's good.
The way that people have access to it now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I might have heard of, you know, doing crazy things and heard of that kind of lifestyle, but that wasn't the lifestyle that was in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I only had access to Christ. And that's what really, I was just drawn to it. I was pulled into it, and I enjoyed it. I really did.
Wow.
Amen. And that joy and that peace comes out of you. It flows out of you.
Right, right.
Even as I'm listening to you speak about the goodness of God and how you know, were the one running to get the tambourine, starting the youth choir. And letting God do what he did in you. He was manifesting himself in and through you even then to prepare you for what he's doing even now. So
praise
God.
Then, you know, something that happened too in our home, when I talk about not having a lot, there were times where we didn't have the lights, or we didn't have, you know, the best in terms of food or whatever. And my mother, it was like we would come home and the house was transformed to this candle lit magical place. And it was like, oh, so tonight is candle night. We didn't know we didn't have lights.
Wow.
Because we didn't walk into a house with a mother that was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And that is no shade to people that, you know, because really it is overwhelming and it is stressful when you can't pay your bills. But we had no idea the kind of struggle, because everything was presented in such a way of let's give thanks for what we have and let's just enjoy this. And, you know, let's play board games tonight because we can't turn on the TV, you know. And it was just such a different. I truly did not know that we were in the financial place that we were, because we didn't experience it from a place of pain.
I think that as parents, you know, that we are today, you know, looking back and seeing some of the sacrifices that our parents had to make for us, it just, it really makes me think like, wow, you know? That is, you know, it's being a parent is a mouthful, you know, it's so much involved and you want to make the best out of it. But just to reminisce and look back and see the things that our parents had to bring us through, you know, without allowing us to know really what we was going through is something, you know. It just makes me think, you know, as you said that, things that, I should be implementing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because we have so much more now.
Yes.
We have so much more, and we really, we don't even, it's just, it's so far behind us.
Mm-hmm.
As close as it is so far, and we really don't recall that.
Right.
And we will break the bank to get the, you know, the next shoe or the best hairstyle, and we're losing our minds off of this.
Yeah.
And back then, they didn't even know what was going to be in the fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You know, it's just, oh my goodness, God is just so good. And we really do have a lot to be thankful for in the season that we're in now. Even with lack around us, God has just got a way of just being provision for his people.
That's
and
right.
we really have something to be grateful for even now.
My goodness.
Amen. And the power of praise is in that and through that.
Yeah.
Praising God through the storm, praising God through the candlelight dinners and the no electricity, praising God through the refrigerator being empty, but yet knowing that there's a God that still provides. There's a God that sits high and looks low. There's a God that will never leave you nor forsake you. And a God who's brought us this far by faith. So thank you. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Anissa, for testifying about his goodness. And, you know, we're going to shift gears a little bit to the music. And I know, how did you get there? I know you were on the youth choir and all of that, but what preparation did it take over the years to get you to a place where you are a recording artist, a gospel recording artist? What type of dedication, prayer, mentorship, what type of things got you to this place thus far so that you can help somebody else out there who's listening and maybe they're in a place of transition, maybe they're in a place of struggle, maybe they want to throw in the towel, but what you have to say today will move them into purpose.
Yeah, for, you know, First Lady mentioned LaGuardia, which was a huge eye-opener for me. Because growing up in the church, I don't think I knew who a secular artist was. I didn't know anything other than what was happening inside of the church.
Right.
My mother, it wasn't a situation where she said, you can't listen to this or you can't listen to that. Again, I was not exposed to it, so I had no desire for it. Mm. She only played Christian music in the home. So when I got to school and I was like, what? What is that? What y'all listening to now? I was like, this is ungodly. What is happening? Oh my goodness, it was so crazy. And it was like I was always that person that would pull somebody to the side and try to preach a whole sermon to them. it was so much that was going on in my I was so sold out to Christ. And at the time I was attending a church with very strict rules in terms of clothing. So just by the way that I looked, I stood out in school and people would be like, oh, why are you always dressed up? I'm like, this is not dressed up. This, I just only wear skirts. And so those kinds of things would open up dialogue. And for me, school was so much of a an opportunity to minister that I kind of neglected why I was really there. So yes, there was the, you know, I had to be in school and God wanted me to talk to people and tell them about it, but he also wanted me to go to class. He did not want me in the hallway preaching somebody to heaven and I was taking myself out of school. And that's kind of like, that was a big, I learned balance later on, because I was always like, whatever it is that I got my hands holding onto, it was like, that was it. That was who I was. I'm a Christian. I'm not doing anything else but telling people about Christ. And I really, the academic side of me really suffered. If it didn't come naturally, I was great at Spanish, great at math, great at music. Anything else where I had to actually listen and read and take a test and not, you know, it didn't just come naturally. Yeah. Those things, I epically failed.
Right.
And then, so by the time we got to the end of school, and they're like, so you've got a lot that you still need to do in order to graduate. And I'm like, what? Jesus ain't gonna help me with this? What is this? What do you mean I'm not graduating? The blood of Jesus is against you. I am graduating. And I was so embarrassed. I didn't even tell my friends. My friends didn't find out until a lot later on, because they were like, where were you at graduation? Like, it was such an embarrassing time for me. I couldn't go back to school. I was like, no, I'm not taking no summer classes, I'm not taking nothing. I started working, and then eventually I got the courage to go get my GED and get back into school. So that was huge.
Yeah.
That was so huge for me. And I said that story to kind of talk about the balance part, because yes, you want to sing. Yes, you want to be a minister, but you have to be an example, a good example in all areas of your life. And if you become, you know, so spiritual and, you know, people, all you do is talk Jesus, but you are not on time with your bills, you're failing your classes, you're not showing up on time where you need to show up on time.
Right.
These are poor examples,
Jesus.
Poor representations of this same Christ that you are claiming to be wholeheartedly presenting. So really, God taught me, you know, that in the process of doing His will, there still are consequences that you're going to suffer, and His blood isn't covering all of that. But you did that. He didn't do that. It ain't even Satan. It's you. You did that.
Jesus.
So I really, you know, I had to learn that. And in the process now of me doing music and, you know, being a mom and still in ministry and all of that, really understanding the balance of it and really trying to say, holistically, what do you look like? Not just when you sing, but what do you the whole part of you, does that look like?
Yeah.
And is all of it a representation of whatever ministry it is that you want to present?
Wow.
And so that was a hard lesson I learned early on that helped me, you know, even now to say, Anissa, balance it. Make sure you're not just singing, but you're also praying. Make sure you're not just praying, but you're also fasting. Make sure you're not just doing those things, but you're taking care of the kids. Make sure you're showing up to work on time.
Yeah.
You know, all of that, all of that.
You know, those high school years are very critical. And, you know, you go from not having any responsibilities to having all this responsibility. You have all these classes that you have to take. You know, you're going from class to class to class. You have SATs and different things that you have to prepare for. So it is a lot. It definitely is a lot. Goodness. But I think what is amazing is that you didn't quit. You know, you know, and so Pastor and I, we always say it's not how you start, but it's how you finish. You know, and so we all stumble and fall, but the important thing is that we get back up.
And I know there's some folks out there, Anissa, that resonated with you and what you were testifying about. You know, sometimes as young people and even as adults, sometimes we skirt around the truth or even just bold-faced lie because we know that we were disobedient in whatever it was. And that's a testament that one, you shared that, you know, that thing hit me because I was like, wow. She said, I lied to my friends why I was not at graduation, know, and sometimes, you know, it's like I say, it's not where you start, but where you finish. And God, through all of that, look at the miracles He's doing in your life. Look at what He's doing in your family and your ministry and your music. Look at what God has done and is not finished. The story is not over.
Come on,
this
Pastor.
Is
I was just about to
chapter
say that. Yeah.
In many more chapters of this book of life.
Yeah.
So be encouraged today. Continue to praise God. Continue to put God first. Continue to be obedient because obedience is greater than sacrifice.
Amen.
And praise Him anyway. Praise Him when the money's short.
Wow.
Praise Him when the kids are acting up. Praise Him when the church folk are acting. Praise Him anyway.
Yes, Lord.
My.
You know what? You encourage somebody out there.
Yeah.
You encourage someone out there.
Yes.
You
know?
You have a heck of a testimony.
For sure, I mean, God has just been really, really good. And I mean, in high school is where the start of all of the music really was birthed. And actually, I started singing in a group called God's Plan, who the independent label that I'm with now, Arnu Records, Joshua Arnu, he went to school with us too.
Yes.
And he wrote You Reign for us to sing as a group. And we were singing the song, we were ministering the song, and so many different things happened to all of us in that group individually, and everything kind of fell apart. And it was years before Joshua and I reconnected in this capacity. And I'm like, we got to do this song, especially wow. now with everything that was going on. I'm like, people have literally lost their minds. Yeah. They are overwhelmed, depression, anxiety, fear, yes. panic, all of these things are, I mean, you open your door if you're brave enough to do that at one point, because we all thought COVID was at the door. Yeah. Like, we have to stay in. If we opened the window, it would fly in. It would attack us all. We'd all dead, right? So it's like, Jesus. I'm like, at this time, we have to remind people that God is still in control.
Yes. That's right.
It is chaotic around us, yes. but He reigns. He reigns over whatever it is that we're going through. And so it really just felt like the perfect song to bring back during this time.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
I love it.
And it's amazing how God does that, and how, you know, it's His timing is perfect.
Absolutely.
Yes. No matter when you actually thought those lyrics to that song, or even put mm-hmm. that song together, the God said now. And,
right.
and it's going to be a blessing, and it already has been a blessing to, I know, me and many others. And if you're out there listening right now, go get it. You reign, Anissa Fowler. Go get it and be blessed. And we're going to go into our halftime break, and we're going to listen to it. So do not go anywhere. We are going to listen to You Reign by Anissa Fowler right now on Total Transformation Radio. So everybody hold tight, open your ears, put your seatbelt on, and start praising God.
I'm gonna lift you higher.
Let's give the Lord some praise. Woo! We're back on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM. And I know that you were praising God in the midst of that blessed song, yeah. You Reign by Anissa Fowler. Go get it, play it, and worship God with power and authority and strength from on high. Oh, Anissa. Amen. Anissa, the words of that song, yes, Lord, you reign.
My.
How yeah. awesome are your works.
Yes, Lord.
We declare your majesty.
My.
From the rising yes. of the sun to the setting of the same, you reign.
Yes, Lord.
I'm
yes.
going to lift you higher. Mm-hmm. Sing to Woo. The Lord.
My. Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
We give you glory.
We're just going to take a 10-second
yes,
praise break.
God.
Can we just give
yes.
God Hallelujah. Praise right
yes,
now?
Yes, he's worthy.
All of you who
you are
out there listening, can we give God praise?
Hallelujah.
Because he's worthy
he
to be praised.
He
from the rising
yes,
of the
God.
Sun to the going down of the same. He is
your
great
name,
and
God.
Greatly Jesus. To be praised.
Yes, God.
Oh, Hallelujah.
We're going to lift you higher.
We give you praise today.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank God for that song that the Lord has birthed in and through you.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank
Hallelujah.
You so much for sharing it with everyone.
Oh, praise you're God. So welcome. And I want to give Josh praise a God. Shout out.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
For writing this song. Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Yes, and being
praise
the visionary.
God.
Yes, praise God.
Yes.
My Lord. And the Lord connected and reconnected you both.
It's, yeah.
For
it's
such
crazy.
A time as this.
Yeah.
For this song to go forth. And you you were speaking on the challenges that we've all been facing through the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fear and panic and anxiety and worry and struggle and all of these things that have been happening, sickness and death, grief and loss. Mm-hmm. You reign touches every corner of that.
Yes.
Because it allows us to understand that God is still in control.
Yeah.
Yes.
He reigns. He reigns in spite of our circumstance. He reigns in spite of COVID-19. He reigns in spite of the variants. He reigns in spite of leadership and situations.
Mm-hmm.
He reigns.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, when I listen to this song, it's a song of trust and just learning to trust God.
Thank you.
That in spite of what it looks like, feel like, you know, he is ultimately in control.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. And that's in the good and the bad, because oftentimes we get very excited about God being in control of the good.
Mm-hmm.
And we give Satan credit for the bad.
For the bad, right.
Not understanding that sometimes it's a situation like Job. And God is saying, have you considered my servant? Insert your name.
My.
You know, and what is happening? Like, we really just have to praise God. And it's easier said than done. The reality of it is, as we live in this flesh, we're going to feel it. You know, you can't go through fire and not be burned. You're going to feel it.
Yes,
but
it's
to just understand that I'm not going through this alone.
Yes.
And if it's appointed to each and every one of us wants to die. And that appointment has been set long before my mother and father got together.
Yes.
So if I understand that, that doesn't mean I can go play in traffic. But what it does mean is that when the enemy comes in like a flood, I can be assured that if this is the time, then this is the time. And if it's not, there's nothing he can do to take me out.
Yeah.
And we have got so many promises, each and every one of
Jesus.
Us. God has promised us certain things. God has spoken into our lives through his word, through other people. Mm. And we really have to begin to stand on those promises and give them back to him. God, you said, not me.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for that promise. You said that to me.
Jesus.
And it has not come to pass yet. Therefore, I know that it's not my time.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to lose my mind.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm going to surrender and allow him to do whatever it is that he's doing.
You know, that's so awesome that you mentioned the story, Job, because I was listening to something yesterday. And every time we think about trauma happening. We think about the story of Job, but we don't realize, number one, that God had placed a hedge of protection. When you talk about God's timing and he ordained and he's in control, God placed a hedge around Job so that the devil mm-hmm. could not touch him. And even then, yeah. when he removed it, there were still parameters that the devil could not touch. But so far, mm-hmm. right? Because he said, you could touch his body, you could allow sickness to come in, you could destroy him, but you cannot kill him. Right. right. Because God had a plan for Job. And what we thought was a bad story, God was turning it up for Job. Job was getting ready to be elevated based
double
on the test.
For
and
his
so
trouble.
At the
right.
end, God gave Job double for his trouble. Thank you, Pastor. And so sometimes when we are going through some Jesus. Things, amen, that we have to count it all joy when we experience
count
trials of various yeah. kinds, because
yes.
God is getting
yes.
ready to elevate us. And listen, some of y'all may not see it this way, but I truly believe that God is calling the body of Christ to another dimension, to another
yeah,
level.
Higher.
And sometimes he has to allow
higher.
Us to sit in fire for a little bit, to refine
higher.
Us so that
yeah.
we can wake up and be taken yeah. to another level. He's calling us
yeah.
higher. Oh, didn't you say that
Jesus,
in your song?
Yes.
Higher and higher.
Yes, higher and higher.
Yes,
yes,
God.
Higher.
Yes. And when you talk about putting us in fire, I think about the three Hebrew boys.
Yes.
And
come on.
A really
yes.
dynamic part of that, because they were thrown into the fire bound.
Yes. Yes.
Come on.
And then when the king looked in, when he sent his servants to look,
well,
he was like, wait a second,
mm-hmm.
there's four of them.
Yes.
And they were walking
yes.
unbound.
Hallelujah.
So sometimes the fire, we know it's
loose.
Not going to consume us, but it will consume the things that are binding us.
My God. Hallelujah.
It will consume the things that are holding us.
Yes.
And so the fire,
yes.
it's not about you being destroyed. It's about all those things that
yeah.
are holding you, all those
my
worldly
God.
Things, all those things that the sin that easily
yes.
besets us.
Yes.
Those are the things that that the fire came for. So, yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. Ooh, my Lord. Higher and higher. He's taking us higher, people. He's
yes.
taking us higher. Even if you can't see it,
yeah.
His promises are yea and amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm going to lift you higher. Sing to the Lord. That means give him praise.
Mm-hmm.
Open your mouth. Rejoice. Wave your hands. The cymbal, the lyre, the timbrel, the dancing,
mm-hmm.
that's praise unto the Father.
Yes.
And he loves when his children praise him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He looks
it's a sacrifice of
mm-hmm.
praise.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sacrifice of time. But in the midst of the sacrifice, we must realize that obedience
mm-hmm.
is greater than sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as men and women of God and all of those out there listening, we have to be obedient. And it hurts. It's painful. The pruning process, the fire is oftentimes painful.
Yeah.
But God.
Amen. Amen.
But God.
Amen. You know, when we talk about praising God, we don't praise God for the things that he gives us. We praise God for who he is.
Who he is.
He is Adonai. He is Elohim. Come on. He is my healer. He is my comforter.
Yes.
He is my joy. We thank him for who he is, and we praise God
thank you,
in
God.
Advance for what he's getting ready to do. But we praise God
yes.
just because for who he is, not for what he's done.
Yes.
Come
yes,
on. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
The power of praise. There's power in your praise. Worship.
You know, I was just saying that, you know, praise and worship. You know, sometimes we make fun of the people that just go off and begin to praise God. And you're like, it don't take all that, you know,
yeah.
but.
But it takes all
not,
that.
It does. And more.
And
yes.
more.
And more.
Yes.
And maybe it doesn't take all that for you because there hasn't been an all that he's brought you through.
Mm.
But for somebody else who's been through all that, it
yeah.
takes all that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that, oh my goodness. I don't, that's why, you know, the preachers will say, if you don't like my praise, then change your feet and stuff like
hey.
That. And I'm like, listen, this role right here, whoever is in this role, y'all better get with me. Otherwise, go to another role. Praise is happening on this role.
Amen.
She is serious about her praise, okay?
Amen.
She is serious about her praise.
Well,
I'll remember that if I ever sit next to you in church, Anissa.
Listen.
We're about to turn
the praise team, like, if I'm not singing with them, They're like, yo, Anissa, you be on 10 down there. Everybody, I'm like, listen, because whether I'm not, I don't do it for the, you know, being in front.
Yeah.
This worship, it's a lifestyle. It's not a performance. It is a lifestyle.
Right.
And whether there is an organist or not, if I'm in my house, I'm bugging out. And if I'm in a church, whether I'm on a mic or I'm not, I'm bugging out, because it's the same God that's deserving of this. I mean, he said, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Yes. What in the world is that? Yes.
Right.
Like, how can we even do that? Right?
Yeah.
So you cannot exalt. And then, you know, for people who are just like, I don't know what people think is going to happen in heaven. Right. I'm not exactly sure myself, but I do know that if you're exhausted here, you that may not be where you want to go, because it's going to be a praise party 24/7.
Yeah.
24/7.
Holy Lord. Ooh. God Almighty. Praise him.
Right? So
praise
we can't get tired praising him. We just can't. Praise him. He's just done so much. He's been too good.
You know, there's something about the glory of the Lord, though. When you experience that encounter with God and understand the glory of God, you just want to sit there. It's something you can't even explain in words.
Yes.
It's just an out-of-body divine experience that is so beautiful. You know, and it's if you haven't experienced it, man, get there.
Yeah.
Okay,
go deeper
in your word, in your relationship with the Lord. It's like no other. It's like no other.
Yeah,
and it's like once you've experienced, you want more of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I want to just stay right here.
Yeah.
Can I just stay here?
Yes, that's good.
Yes.
And I think when we have our church services, it's like if we can't get our congregation to that place of breakthrough, it's like you're not satisfied, because listen, you're not going to block my praise, because I want to get back to that place where I feel the glory of God.
Yes. Man. You know what's crazy? Because during the pandemic, I don't know how you all were doing your services, but our praise team, we still went into the building and there was no one there. Mm-hmm. And for so long, church had been about pumping this group of people who is, you know, trying to get them to get on board.
Jesus.
And it's just the reality of it. When you lead worship, you can't be upset. You understand that people are coming in with all sorts of weight. They're in all different places.
Jesus.
And you can't get angry. You can't be shouting at them. Y'all better. I mean, what
Jesus.
Didn't he do something more?
Glory.
That's how you feel sometimes, you know, but when the people were removed.
That's good.
Keep it real.
But when the people got removed, it was like all of a sudden there were no barriers.
Yeah.
And praise and worship was just, it was just me and God. And it was just such a beautiful thing. And so I feel like even in that, God kind of transitioned the way I lead worship.
That's good.
So really, yes, I do. I am attentive. You want to be attentive to what's going on in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is about inviting people
to experience
what you experience.
Come on.
Right? So if I can do this up, it's me and him. It's me and him.
Yeah.
And I keep kind of opening the eye to make sure y'all see what's happening right here. You want some of this? Come get some of this. You know, that kind of thing, as opposed to, because sometimes you leave God out of the whole thing when you're so focused on them.
Yeah,
because you
that's
want
good.
Them to do something. You want them to, but God removed them and really taught me, listen, this worship thing, it really is about me.
Yes.
I do want these people to come, but it is about me.
Yeah.
And if I am glorified, Jesus. I promise you, what's going to happen in the room will blow your mind every single time.
This is real good.
That's
real good.
That's good.
That's good. Wow.
Wow. Because you said something there that people come heavy.
Yeah.
And sometimes they just can't get out of that bondage, or it takes much longer. It takes more prayer. It takes God to come down and really do what he does, which is break yokes and change atmospheres and change hearts and change minds and change spirits. So praise God. And you're right. We have to be the example of praise and worship. And in that, the Lord will work through us to connect to others by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Man, what y'all said just now is so divine. You know, it goes beyond just praise and worship is about lifestyle. So if yeah. if I'm living right and people are seeing the light of God in me, right, as an example, then sometimes you don't even have to say much.
Right.
Right. Because if you're living it mm-hmm. out, then someone's going to say, wow, something's different about her. Something's different about him because mm-hmm. I'm doing my part. You yes. know, most times people are resistant when you try to beat them up with the word. It's like, eh, yep. what if I ain't trying to hear that right now? Right. When I'm ready, I'll do it. But if you just, right. you know, leading, sometimes you just got to lead by example. So thank you yes. so much for that. That goes across ministry, whether Amen. You're in on a, you Amen. Know, behind the pews or in the congregation.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
or on
yeah.
your job, and you know Christ. You know what I mean? Leading by example, yeah. the glory of God. People are going to be able to see that on you.
Yes,
it's like
and
a
it's
sense
attractive.
Of peace. Yeah, and it's attractive. The anointing mm-hmm. is attractive. Come on now, mm-hmm. and you attract yes. different, good and bad.
Yes, Amen. Yes, Amen. You're right. Someone to take it.
Yeah.
Someone to steal it.
Yeah.
Someone to have a little piece of it.
Jesus.
You really, oh my goodness.
That's
the good
man.
Thing is he's got a lot to go around.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And yeah. we want to give
Thank
it.
You, Jesus.
We want to give all the praise, the love, the Jesus joy that we can to
yeah.
everyone we encounter and to everyone that we meet.
Yeah.
To God
yeah.
be the glory. And, you know, we have a few more minutes here before we go into our preacher's corner. Amen. Really one more minute, maybe two, if we're lucky. And we just want to thank you.
Thank you, Anissa.
Anissa Fowler, for coming and sharing your heart with us, sharing your music with us. And, you know, you've been a blessing to all of us here. All of us who are here listening today. You are so very welcome, and we look forward to God doing more great and mighty things with you and through you and taking your music and your ministry all over
yes,
the
Lord.
World.
Yes, Lord.
We speak
yes.
that in Jesus' name, and we yes, believe, Lord. God, that he will manifest himself in great and mighty ways
Amen.
In and through you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes. Yes, and I cannot get off of here without telling you all happy, happy, happy anniversary.
Hey.
Yes. Listen,
Amen.
Special, okay?
Amen.
In 2021.
13 years. Amen.
Yeah.
Blessing. And I speak over you all's marriage, your
Thank
ministry,
you,
everything, that God would just continue to pour out, that it would really be pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And I really believe that you all understand that running over is not for you, it's for
yes.
everybody else that would kind of come,
yes.
that they can get,
yes.
you know, because it's
Thank
so
you,
much. God gives you so much because he wants you to give it out.
Jesus.
And he's been able to trust you with that. And I just
wow.
pray his continued blessings with you over
Thank
everything
you.
That you all are doing.
Wow.
Thank you
Thank
for
you
that
so
prayer and speaking into our life. And we thank our listeners, all of you who are out there, and our sponsors at 30 Main Restaurant and Catering and Hope Pregnancy Centers. It's time for the Preacher's Corner in a few moments here.
Yep, Anissa, before you go, please let our listeners know where they can find your music.
Oh, yes. Let us not forget
What's your social
that.
Media handle and all that good stuff.
Yes, so everyone can find me on Instagram or Facebook at Anissa Worships. And my music is available everywhere digital music is sold. Just look for Anissa Fowler, You Reign.
All right. Now, do you have any new music coming up, or y'all working on anything
new?
I do. All right.
Yes, we are working on next month. We're going to have a song coming out called Covered.
Come on.
And okay. really, I'm so excited
wow.
to share this song. It really is for this season to remind everyone, no matter what is going on, God has got you covered.
Amen. Well, we're going to have to bring
Amen.
You back. We're going
we
to have to bring you back for that one, okay?
Bring you back. Amen. Let us know when that new music drops. And we
yes.
will bring you back, and we'd love to have you and let the people share more. May
All
God
right.
bless you
Amen.
And keep you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Preacher's Corner.
Hi, I'm Lady Artist, and I bring you greetings from the Warrior Wives and Women in Wait Online Ministry. This is the Preacher's Corner. Psalm 150 verses 1 through 5 reads, "Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with the timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and the pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord." I can imagine the psalmist is referring to us as an orchestra of God's people, and he's conducting our worship and our praise to go up to the Father in heaven. Oh, I just thank God today. If you're alive, then you have a reason to praise him. If you made it through this pandemic, you have a reason to praise him. Oh my God, there was a good reason for the psalmist mentioning the trumpet first. Oh, many times in scripture, the prophet's voices are referred to as a trumpet. The sound of the trumpet is associated with the greatest and grandest acts in the Bible, such as giving the law, the proclamation of Jubilee, and the coronation of kings, and even the raging of war. It is also referenced to the coming of our Lord when the trump sounds. Oh, but I come to tell you today that if you're not able to praise God, theologians suggest that perhaps you don't know him. So if there is somebody under the sound of my voice that doesn't know Jesus as their personal Savior, would you pray this prayer with me? Father, I admit that I am a sinner. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you chose your son Jesus to die on the cross for me. And because of his blood, I am now saved. Because of his blood, my sins have been washed away. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come and sit on the throne of my heart. I welcome you into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer with me today, then you're saved. And I just pray that God would continue to give you reasons to give him praise, to give you reasons to praise him. We were created to give him praise. And I'm telling you, no matter the horrible things that are happening in this world today, God is still performing miracles. He's still on the throne. He's still able. He is still performing wondrous acts. And we just want to give him all the glory and all the praise. We never want to take for granted one thing that he's done for us. If you're breathing today, you have a reason to join with the angels. You have a reason to join with those that have been redeemed from their sins and give God all his praise and all his glory. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a blessed day. Thanks for listening. Yeah.